The Indiana State Department of Health denied a license to an abortion clinic yesterday. The Texas-based nonprofit Whole Woman's Health Alliance attempted to open the first abortion clinic in South Bend in over a decade. The Health Department 3-member panel denied the license, stating that the nonprofit failed to meet the requirements of reputable and responsible character. In the 2-1 vote, the panel also cited that the nonprofit did not disclose necessary information on its application. The panel is comprised of 1 administrative law judge and 2 Republican appointees from Governor Eric Holcomb and former Indiana Governor Vice President Mike Pence. The panel denied to comment on their reasoning or how each member voted. It is unsure whether the decision will be appealed, with anti-abortion activists in the South Bend area declaring the ruling a victory. Activists within the nonprofit say they disagree with the panel's decision and that they will continue fighting the ruling. Indianapolis Administrative Law Judge Claire Dietschman issued an order that the license should be granted back in September. The nonprofit now has 30 days to file an appeal. Indiana is one of the most highly regulated states when it comes to abortion. In recent years, Indiana's abortion rates have plummeted as many abortion facilities have been shut down. Pro-choice activists say that the Indiana licensing process violates rights guaranteed under the landmark U.S. Supreme Court case Roe v. Wade. In 2016, the Indiana General Assembly passed one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country, House Enrolled Act 1337. That law, which prohibited women from seeking an abortion if the fetus had a disability or because of its race, was struck down by the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals last August. House Enrolled Act 1337 also required abortion providers to dispose of an aborted fetus by cremating or burying the remains. Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill issued a statement after Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed to the Supreme Court, asking the Supreme Court to take up the case. For WFHB, I'm Gabe Donnelly.